We'll take time for the young people. We'll take time for the young people. Well, it's good tonight. Yeah, I enjoy the kids. Not go wrong raising them in church. Do not go wrong letting them take part in church. Now, I have no problem with them going downstairs on Sunday morning being preached to. Now, if they was going to go downstairs to call her picture of Noah's Ark, now I'd have a problem with that. But they're getting preached to, they're getting taught, they sing, they take part, and I have no problem with that. They have a place in the church, though, today. They're part of us. All right? Well, I want you to listen to nothing new tonight. We're going to give you a few thoughts. We're going to give you a lot of scripture. And we're not challenging you. We're just going to tell you what the Bible says. If you're not doing it, you ought to do it. All right? If you ain't doing right, do right. If you're doing wrong, quit it. All right? What was it? I think me and Dennis was talking. If after the preaching you don't want to start something or stop something, there's something wrong. If you don't want to start something or quit something, then the preaching doesn't much count. Right? So tonight, I hope you start something if you ain't already doing it. Everybody all right? It'll probably be one of the simplest messages you ever heard. Okay? I think we can all handle that tonight. All right? Let's pray. Father, we come tonight. You're wonderful. Sure did appreciate the singing, enjoyed the singing. It's good to... I'm thankful for Groundhog and Cassie. Lord, I'm thankful they raising the kids to participate in church, not just to throw them in here. Lord, thank you for them. Lord, I like what Rose said. Them my great grandkids. So I'm glad the thing's handed down. Oh, thank you for handing it down to me. I get to stand here because others before me. Lord, thank you. Help me to hand it down to the ones below me. Lord, help me not to quit. Help me not to give up. Help me not to slack off. Help me to make sure they see what's right. And Lord, may I live it the way you wrote it. And Lord, I pray that you might be pleased. Lord, help me to preach tonight. Touch me fresh. Give me power. Lord, may the Holy Spirit lead and guide and direct me. May the Word of God penetrate our heart. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Think about some things tonight. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you think study is important? Does anybody agree that study is important? We ought to study the word of God. That's what the Bible says to do, don't it? The Bible says pray without ceasing. Do you think prayer might be important? Anybody here think prayer might be important? Study might be important and prayer might be important. Can we say that? Right. The Bible says that we ought to be forgiven, or that we ought to forgive to be forgiven. Do you think it maybe forgiving people would be a good thing to do? You think the Bible teaches that? You think that would be an important thing? Right. Does everybody believe that? But forgiving and being forgiven is important. But do you think that'd be important? The Bible says that we ought to love one another, even our enemies. You think that would be a good thing that we could say that ought to be a good thing to do? Are we in agreement so far? But you know, all of them things are right to do. Would you agree to that? And we ought to be doing them faithfully, should we not? We ought to be doing them every day. We ought to be studying. We ought to be praying. We ought to be forgiving. We ought to be loving every day, correct? But you know, none of that's the main thing. You know none of that's the main thing. We ought to worship. I believe the Bible talks about worship. Let us magnify His name together. The Bible says that. You know what that means? That together, when we come together, we ought to magnify the name of the Lord together. Can you agree to that? But you know it's not the main thing. Do you know tonight that I believe we got enough scripture to make this statement that the main thing is telling others about Jesus. I believe that would be the main thing. See, for some odd reason, he leaves us on earth after he saves us. Right? Now, what would that purpose be? What would be the purpose of leaving us here on this earth after he saves us? He saves us, he justifies us, so when the moment we get saved, we're as clean as we'll ever be, really, in this life. Wouldn't it make sense to take us immediately to heaven? I mean, that, to me, that would be no mess ups, no going back on nothing. I mean, we get saved, we're clean as a pen, as clean as a driver's note, just take us right then. To me, that would be the most perfect time to go to heaven. But he don't do that. So there must be something for us to do. Would you agree to that? Now, if there's something for us to do, then don't you think we ought to be doing it? Now, if we ain't doing it, all right, if we ain't doing it, all right, if out of neglect we're not doing what we're supposed to do, there's two conclusions that I've arrived at. One, that we're not saved. Or second, we're grieving Christ. If we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then an unsaved person naturally ain't going to do what the Lord has laid out. Would that be understandable? But if we are saved and are not doing what we're supposed to do, then I think we could honestly say that that grieves Christ. Can we agree to that? So I believe the main thing that we're supposed to be doing tonight is telling others about it. I'm going to give you a thought tonight. We may have used a title in the past, but tonight we're going to making the main thing the main thing. Making the main thing the main thing. Now we got a lot of things we put up front, but I believe the main thing is telling others about Jesus Christ. And I believe that's something everybody can do. You know that children lead people to the Lord. Young people lead people to the Lord. Middle-aged people lead people to the Lord. Old people lead people to the Lord. Men lead people to the Lord. Women lead people to the Lord. Boys lead people to the Lord. Girls lead people to the Lord. So there's no boundaries that we can all tell someone about Christ. But let's see. We're just going to look at this scripture tonight and see if maybe we can see what the main thing is. All right? Making the main thing the main thing. Now, listen to me. If this is the main thing, all right, if telling others about Christ is our job, all right, then if we ain't doing the main thing, then we ought to get to doing the main thing. Would that be reasonable? That way, if this ain't the main thing, we ought to make it the main thing. Now, it's got to be more than just a preacher's job. All right? Now, I just stand here looking tonight at I was saved in a church service. Daddy preached. He preached for several weeks. Well, he preached for years, but he preached for several weeks there. I was under conviction and I got saved. But if I remember correctly, Brother Rick didn't get saved at a revival meeting or a church service. He got saved because somebody came to him and told him about Jesus. Now, I'm not sure about this, but Brother Steve, he may have got saved at church, but there was a soul winner come to talk to you. If I'm not mistaken, was it not Joe Brown? It was Joe Brown right here, our old, everybody knows Joe Brown, but it wasn't done in Somersville. It was done out in Virginia, all right? And because of a soul winner that we got Steve Fairchild saved, we got Rick Shielder saved because of a soul winner. Was anybody else, just lift up your hand, and was saved at your, wasn't in the church house when you got saved? All right, up first Carl, up first Garth, there's Roe. I said, well, we got one, Kim, I'll see, we got 8 or 10 here, huh? That was saved because of a backyard Bible school soul soul winner, backyard Bible school, visitation, all these things. Everybody ain't saved in the church. Now, I was saved at the church house because I was fortunate enough to be born into a Christian family that went to church. All right, I was brought to church when I was conceived. Mommy and Daddy was in church. All right, when Daddy started preaching, Mommy said that I was a baby on her lap, and she had the bottle in my ears and eyes and everywhere else. She was a nervous wreck when Daddy preached his first sermon, and she had the bottle everywhere. Never did get it in my mouth, but that's I've been in church all my life. All right, been in church all my life. And the Mooney back there whispering that it finally did get in my mouth, Mooney. That's why I'm the size I am. All right, I probably read your mind, probably what you said, did I? Pretty close, wasn't I? That's my second mommy, all right? But anyway, because of somebody telling somebody about Jesus, though, that's why we're here. Now, what would have happened, Steve? Now, you raised in a Catholic background. Would you never been saved if Joe Brown just forgot you and not worried about you and just said, well, you'll just get by the best you can? Probably not. Rick Childers, you raised in a Christian home, but yet you was as thick-headed as anybody and wasn't going to listen to nobody, and circumstances brought things to where you was saying, but had not been for a soul winner, would you have continued on the drive? The same way with you. Becky, would you be where you're at today if they hadn't had a backyard Bible school with the things that's been in your past and the way things that are, the odds of you getting saved would have been so slim. Some of you, the same way. Why is that? Huh? Why is that? Because somebody took the time and the initiative to make sure that you knew about Jesus. Even if you just saved at church during a revival meeting or a Sunday morning, then there's been somebody that's prepared to tell you about Jesus, whether it's been in a Sunday school class or in a sermon. I look at Butler. I visited Butler. Now, me and Butler was not friends. Butler didn't like me, and I didn't know him, and he didn't like me and not even know me. And and I went and visited Butler before he got saved. Me and Chick went down and visited him. He was rude. He was obnoxious. He was hateful. We were not really welcome in his home. He was just a lost man. And that's not meant to mean nothing. But Butler will tell you the same thing. He resented the fact that we was there. He thought people sent us there to his house. He resented people that didn't have nothing to do with it. We met him, talked about it. Huh? But it wasn't because we was concerned over his soul. We was having revival meeting. And he did come to church on a Tuesday night. He did get saved when Mike Long preached on a maniac in Gadara. I was there when he got saved. I remember that night. I remember the whole thing. He come forward before the invitation was given. He just got up and said, I can't tell. I want to get saved now. Let's forget all this of it. All right? He didn't know. All right? But had it not been an initiative took, there, you would not be saved tonight if someone had not took an initiative to see that you're saved. But what are you doing? What are you doing? I've said many times, I look back here at John Johnson. I cannot look at John without thinking of L.T. Jordan. Every time I look at John and see John in church, listen to him testify, I think of L.T. Jordan. L.T. Jordan worried the life out of John Johnson till John finally come to church, just to, if no other reason, to get a little peace from L.T. and that Easter Sunday's when he got saved. But L.T. Jordan was a soul winner. L.T. Jordan probably won more people to the Lord in nursing homes and hospitals that nobody has a clue, because he was always going to visit and telling somebody about Jesus. Always. Well, I want you to understand tonight, somewhere we're going to have to make sure that we maintain in our life making the main thing the main thing. All right? So let's look at some scripture. Look at Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Everybody with me? If you'll listen fast, we'll just read some scripture and let the Lord tell us. How about that? Mark chapter 5. Let's look at verse 18. And when he, speaking of Jesus, when he's coming to the ship, he This he was the maniac of Gadara. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Now that is the duty of everybody that's saved. I believe the same word is for everybody. You don't go with Jesus right then. Go home and tell. Go and tell. Making the main thing the main thing. Just go and tell. Now, he didn't say go recite all the Old Testament. They didn't have the New Testament. He said, go remember Isaiah 53 and tell everybody. He said, go and tell them what? Tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. That's all you got to tell somebody to get them to come to Christ is what he's done for you. You know what you were. You know how lost you was. You know the life you lived. And you can tell them the change that Christ has made. Now listen, if there's not been no change, then you ain't got nothing to tell. See, a witness tonight, to be a witness, to start with, a witness tells what he knows. You can't tell what you don't know. A witness tells not only that, but they tell what they've experienced. You can't tell what you ain't experienced. Huh? Can I tell you something else about a witness? They're faithful to the end. They're faithful all the way. A witness has the word all the way through. Does everybody understand that? Now think about that. So tonight, making the main thing, just go and tell. It's just simple. Now, the thing is, are you doing that? Are you doing it? How many people do you talk to in a week? How many people do you talk to in a week about the Lord Jesus? That you purposely go. Now listen to me. I believe to an extent we all witness a little bit. You know, we're nervous wreck and we'll invite people to church and we'll pray a little bit. But how many do you go on a purpose? That's on a purpose visit that you go tell somebody about Jesus. That you see someone come, maybe you don't know. I'm gonna talk to that person about the Lord. And that's on a purpose. You know what? You're not just going to just slip it in and say, well, you ought to come to church with me. Some. No, that you're concerned enough that you go talk to that person about their soul regardless. Go and tell. Jesus told the maniac there after he was saved, you go home, tell your friends what great things I've done for you and how I've had compassion. You go and tell. He didn't say wait till they come to you. Here not long ago, I had a preacher that wanted to talk to me about his church, and we met together, and we was talking, and it was just me and him, and we met at the church, and as we met there, for some reason, I don't know why, they left the door open. And he was discouraged, and he was talking to me about, you know, it's hard to get people to come to church. And can I tell you, I understand that. It's hard to get people to come to church. It's hard to get Christians to go to church. It really is. It's hard to get church members to go to church. I never understood it, but it's hard. All right? It's really hard to get lost people to go to church. But we sat there and talked for about 2.5 hours. And he was telling me how discouraged he was. And I said, every little bit, I say, that door's open. And he'd keep talking. And a little bit, I say, that door's open. And he kept talking. I said, that door's open. Finally looked at me, I said, you know that door's open? We've been here 2.5 hours and ain't nobody come in. They ain't been a soul. I said, there been cars going by. They see the cars here. But ain't nobody come in. But the doors are open. And he just looks at me like I'm on something. And I said, I guarantee you. I said, I promise you that I can go out there in the road. And the next car that stops, where it comes through, that I can stop them and I can tell them, listen, is there any way you could come in this church house? I said, I promise you, the next car that comes by, I could get them to come in this church. I said, but only if I go out there and stop them. Only if I go out there on a purpose and get them to come in. And then his face lit up. Oh! You gotta go on a purpose. Now, I didn't go out there, but I'm sure I could have, because I probably knowed them where I was at. I probably knowed them anyhow. And all I'd had to tell them is, anybody, you can stop, I need you in here. And they'd have come in. I wouldn't have told them we was going to have church with them, but I could have got them to come in the building. The purpose is, are you following me? We got to go and tell, but it needs to be on purpose. Now, we all got lost people, and the reason that we have our... Now, let's just be honest tonight. Listen to me. The reason that we have a hard time talking to family is because we live like hell in front of them. And our testimony stinks in front of our family. That's usually why we can't talk to them. We've done messed up. We've done offended them, cheated them, burned them out of this or that, done something wrong. And when we go talking about the Lord, we feel like the biggest hypocrite in the world. And we think they're going to remember, when chances are they don't. But that's what the devil works on us. And it's hard to talk to family. But yet, that's who we love the most and who we want to see saved the most. But the devil tells you, tells me, that we can't do it because of how we've lived. Am I hitting close to that anywhere? Huh? Now, that's why we tell them what great things the Lord has done for us and the compassion that He's had on us. It don't excuse what we've done, but it shows that we're not that way no more. And we're going to tell you about Christ. Look what the maniac couldn't live at home. Think about this. He run naked, chained, they couldn't hold him, lived in the graveyard. Lord only knows what he done to family. Lord only knows what he done in the community. Only the Lord knew just how bad he was. And he said, you go. And he went, and he didn't just tell it in one place, but he went into 10 cities and told everybody what the Lord had done, how great things the Lord had done, and how the Lord had compassion on him. The devil is the one that keeps us from going and telling. He uses a man-fearing spirit because we do have a past. But thank God we got a past. It's past. It's past. Well, yeah, but you messed up. Yeah, I messed up. But look what he's done for me and what great compassion he's had on me. Are you listening to me tonight? So the main thing is still the main thing. Just go and tell. Just go and tell. We okay? Let's look at Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. I'm glad the Lord's got all power, ain't you? I'm glad the Lord's got all power, ain't you? The devil ain't got no all power. Huh? He ain't got nothing of what's given to him. In fact, he don't even have nothing of his own. Can I go ahead and tell you that? Hey, devil, you ain't got nothing. You're a bum. You ain't got nothing that ain't been given to you. Huh? 19 says, go ye. Go ye therefore and teach. Go and tell. Huh? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them, or telling again, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. I am with you. I got all power and I'm with you. How's that? I got all power and I'm with you. That means he's inside of me and I've got all the power running around inside of me. How's that? Is that true or not? Yes. If he's got all power in him, is Christ in me, hope of glory, then how much power is inside of me? Yes. Now this ain't no prosperity T.D. Jakes or Kenneth Copeland or nothing. It's just scripture, okay? Everybody all right with me tonight? Yes. If Christ lives in me, he's got all power, then how much power is in me? It just ain't mine, it's his. Is that all right? Does that make sense? I'm just trying to read the scripture. I'm sorry if I just read it simple. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Amen. I like when they say amen after he says the amen. Yeah. That means that's true. I agree. Amen. That's good. Huh? Matthew just couldn't help amen what the Lord said. How's that? We all right? Is everybody listening to me tonight? Go and tell, making the main thing the main thing. All right? How about Mark chapter 16? Matthew said it. Let's see what Mark said. Mark chapter 16. Verse 15. And he said unto them, speaking of Jesus now, go ye. Wait a minute, I thought that's what he said in Matthew. Now he says this, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go and tell. Is that what it says? Making the main thing the main thing. He didn't say go pray. He didn't say go pray. He didn't say go to church. He said go tell. Go tell. Main thing is go tell. Everybody, go tell. Go tell the barber. Go tell the beautician. Go tell the feller at the store. Go tell the woman at the cash register. Tell the waitress. Tell the doctor. Tell the nurse. We go to a doctor, have the opportunity to, we make an appointment and pay a man to talk to him. Surely we can tell him about Jesus while we're there. Yeah. Think about that. We're paying the money to talk to us. They're going to listen. Are you following me? Yes. They ain't nobody easier to talk to than a doctor or a nurse. Somebody getting ready to stick you in the arm with a needle and say, you know Jesus? And they're getting nervous. They say, well, if I stick you and it's going to hurt, well, you going to make me sing? What's going on? They don't know. Huh? I watched Philip down there at the hospital. I couldn't help but get tickled. That woman went to put his IV in. He said, you ready for God? She didn't know him. He said, like she was hard of hearing. He said, you ready for God? No, he said, are you ready for God? He kept saying, like, elevated. He's like, oh, it's so funny. So funny. And she just kept looking at him. He looked at me. You ready for God? Talk slow like she was slow. Are you ready for God? It was hilarious. The other nurse down there, yeah, I am. Phil said, that's wonderful. Said, I'm saved. Wife saved. Kids saved. Dad saved. You know God. Are you ready for God? I don't care who, I don't know the woman's name, but I know that the rest of that day, all in her mind was, do you know God? Are you ready for God? Or, I bet you money when she ate her lunch, she had, are you ready for God? Are you ready for God? I guarantee you that. Amen. Huh? But if you could have heard him, it was so funny. You ready for God? You ready for God? You ready for God? I mean, just on and on and on. And they got paid to hear it. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm telling you, making the main things the main thing. Philip's got a brain injury. But he'll ask you, do you know God? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The main thing's the main thing, whether you got a traumatic brain injury or you're like you. See, I can tell you, like, I got a brain injury. We'd be 10. Yep. Amen. Where's Aaliyah? She ain't here. We got, hey Rick, we got brain injury. We got traumatic brain injury. Tell all your guys up there we got a brain injury. Right. Huh? Are you listening to me tonight? Making the main thing the main thing. How about we go to Luke? See what Luke said. Matthew said it. Luke said it. Or Mark said it. I wonder if Luke said it. See what Luke has to say about it. Matthew, Mark, Luke. How about Luke 24? How about around verse 46? Huh? And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Can we get going and tell out of that? Yeah. I think we can get going and tell out of that. What do you think? Well, what about John? Well, surely John probably didn't say anything. Because John was just interested in everybody knowing he was God. So he probably didn't write nothing about. But let's see, make sure. Huh? Matthew said it, Mark said it, Luke said it. How about John? Let's look at John chapter 17. Let's start at verse 17. Are we okay tonight? Verse 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. I think we might get going tell there. What do you think? I think we might find Matthew said it, Mark said it, Luke said it, John said it. How about that? Well, let's see if anybody else said it. Luke wrote it again about other people saying it. Is that okay? I'm just trying to get us to see the main thing being the main thing. We all right? How about Acts chapter 1? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost will come on. Any saved people in this church house tonight? Any saved people? I want to hear you say you're saved. Any saved people in this church house tonight? Well, that means the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And that ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to other most parts of the earth. Sound to me like he said, go and tell. What do you think? You tell me. How about Acts chapter 10? Acts chapter 10. It may be in there somewhere else. It may be right through the Bible. What do you allow? How about Acts chapter 10? How about verse 39? Acts chapter 10, verse 39. And we... Who is this people? And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him over. I just wonder what we're supposed to be witnesses about. Anybody know? That Jesus died, was buried, and rose again the third day. How about that? We okay? Is everybody still all right? How about chapter 22? Everybody still with me? Acts chapter 22. Acts chapter 22. How about verse 14? And he said, the God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will. That's interesting. And see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth, for thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Now, of course, we can be New Age and say, this has nothing to do with us. That's completely out of context. This is just about Saul. He's an apostle. Has nothing to do with us. But that ain't the way I read it. I read it that it's what's good for the goose is good for the gander. All right? That's the second chapter of Jude, third verse. What's good for the goose is good. It's right below the verse of grin and bear it. It's all them old sayings in second chapter of Jude. We okay? All right? God helps those that help themselves. You know, that's all right there, verse 3, 4, 5, and 6. We okay? Everybody all right? Everybody listening to me? I think we're seeing that we're supposed to be going and telling. Huh? How about we run back to chapter 2? Acts chapter 2. We still okay? I'm having fun. I don't know about y'all. I've had fun all day. I've had fun all weekend. Huh? Acts chapter 2, verse 32. Now this will be hard to understand. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. That's interesting, isn't it? How about chapter 3, verse 15? and kill the Prince of Life, that's meaning Jesus, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are. I think might you be seeing that the main thing, making the main thing is telling others about Jesus. We talk about everything here. Don't we? We talk about everybody here. We talk about everybody and everything. But the main thing, making the main thing the main thing. We still okay? Well, wonder what Paul said about. How about 1 Timothy? Can we go to 1 Timothy? Everybody still with me? How about 1 Timothy chapter 6? Fight the good fight of faith. Verse 12. Fight the good fight. Ain't that good? Everybody want to fight the good fight of faith? Lay hold on eternal life. Ain't that exciting? Whereunto thou art also called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. We got a profession. We're telling. We're going and telling. We still okay? Well, just to make sure we understand what a witness is, we better run back to Proverbs. Everybody still okay? Talk to me. Y'all don't seem as excited as I am. Huh? Are y'all as excited as I am about this? So I sat in there this afternoon and looked all these up. I just studied for this afternoon. I'm right excited this afternoon. Proverbs chapter 14. How about verse 25? Let's read that together. A true witness delivers souls. Interesting. How about 2 Timothy? How about 2 Timothy, chapter 2? We still okay? About done. 2 Timothy, chapter 2. How about start at verse 1? Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Well, I'm still seeing going and telling there. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Can you all find that go and tell in verse 2? That we commit to faithful men who should be able to teach others also? Are we okay? See, what I'm finding is just about anywhere I go looking in the books of the Bible, I find somewhere where they're going and telling. It might be the main thing. It might be why the King of Glory come down to die and be treated like he was, to suffer, bleed, and die, and rise again, that we tell it. Well, you laugh. Now, we didn't give you every verse. We just thought we'd go through and pick some. Okay? Is everybody all right? How about we go back to Acts? Can we? Is everybody with me? I don't want to confuse you. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Verse 20. I would this would be our theme verse. Acts chapter 4, verse 20. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We just can't help it. Y'all get that?
Yeah.
Anybody here got the can't help us when it's talking about Jesus? You know what it is, we don't have the can't help us, because we help it. We stop it. We still okay? How about 1 Peter? What did Peter say anything about? He might have said something about it too. You ready? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Go and tell. We still okay? Well, let's go back and see what David said. Wonder if David said anything about it. Well, David didn't know anything about the cross. He didn't. Huh. Well, I think he wrote a psalm describing the crucifixion. Huh? How about Psalms 126? Let's see if we can find anything here. Now, we're talking about making the main thing the main thing. Everybody with me?
Yes.
Go and tell. Is that the main thing? I believe that's the main thing. How about we add something to it? How about we go tell and weep? How about we go tell and weep? Huh? How about Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6? They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. How about, can we find go and tell in that?
Yes.
Talk to me. Can we find go and tell in that?
Yes.
Go and tell, and how about weep? Can we add weep to that? Huh? How about back to Acts? Can we go back to Acts, see what Paul says about that? David said we ought to go tell and weep. Right? Right? That's what David said. Let's see what Paul said. How about Acts chapter 20? Verse 31. Acts chapter 20, verse 31 said, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Go, tell, and weep. Go and tell. Now go tell and weep. Go and tell and weep. Wonder who all this is for. Huh? Now, are there any results? What if we do it? Are there any results? Huh? Are there any results?
Yeah.
Well, David said he'd go forth and weep with bearing precious, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his seeds with him. He shall doubtless come. Wait a minute. He shall doubtless come with rejoicing, bringing his seeds with him. Can I say that again? He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless, without a doubt, shall come again with rejoicing, bringing his seeds. Now that's what the Scripture says. All right? Well, let's see what John says something about it. All right? Give you 3 or 4 more verses here and we'll quit. John chapter 4. We know John chapter 4, the woman at the well gets saved. Everybody right? Everybody with me? How about what, verse 39? And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I ever did. Would that be the result of going and telling? You tell me. Many believed. Would that be correct? How about John chapter 12? Has anybody here ever been dead and raised again? Anybody here been dead in sin? Raised in newness of life? Anybody here? Well, that's what happened to Lazarus. Right? Let's look at chapter 12. John chapter 12. Let's look at verse 9. It said, much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, speaking of Jesus. And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. See, you being raised from deadness and sin is exciting to people. It's exciting to people. Because they're like you was. And when they see that it happened to you, hey, I might have a chance. Are we okay? But the chief priest consulted that they might put Lazarus to death, also to death. Because that by reason of him, speaking of Lazarus, many of the Jews went away, and what did they do? And believed on Jesus. That's the result of going and telling and weeping and going and telling. Huh? Is that so simple? Huh? Well, how about John chapter 15? Here's a request, or here's a fact, I don't know how you want to say it. How about John chapter 15? How about we read verse 8? Herein is my Father glorified. Now, this is how my Father's glorified. That ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. Verse 15 then says this, or 16, verse says this, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. I'm finding go and tell this might be the main thing. What do you think? One more. This will be it. We're not going to sing no invitation. We're just going to go home. Acts chapter 5. Verse 42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Sounds to me like maybe going and telling might be the same thing. Could I get anybody to agree that that pretty much is the main thing? Because it works. If you're not saved tonight, I'll be glad to talk with you. Everybody leaves, and we'll tell you about the wonderful things that Jesus has done. Let me tell you what he's done for me and the compassion that he's shown me tonight. Good night.